Within the walls of Gillette Stadium in the mid-2000s, meeting rooms often became classrooms, as personnel director Scott Pioli imparted exactly what the Patriots needed to maintain their dynasty to some of the brightest young minds in football.
Everyone in this room and outside of this room can identify the guys that are big, strong, and fast. We have to find the guys that truly play big, strong, and fast, and are functionally big, strong, and fast, and have all the right makeup that we're looking for.
Heeding those words were future NFL general managers like John Robinson, Bob Quinn, and then scouting director Thomas Dimitroff, who left New England with two Super Bowl rings for the Atlanta Falcons. Sunday, of course, Dimitroff seeks another, opposite the organization that taught him the importance of evaluation, right down to the very last detail.
Our big thing in New England had a lot to do with being very definitive with your reports and being very specific and not just randomly saying someone is a backup or a starter. It was about truly evaluating. It was about truly analyzing the potential acquisition. Everyone who left New England knew that if they were in charge of an organization's scouting department, that they were going to have to be very, very directive about what the team was truly looking for.
Dimitroff's approach is reaffirmed by his old pal Pioli, who's now with him in the Falcons' front office after a stint as GM in Kansas City. Together in Atlanta, they're recreating the kind of relationships they once shared with the Patriots as proteges of Bill Belichick.
There were so many things at the foundation that you know, we learned from Bill and Scott and how they worked together and how they were running and how Bill was leading at that point. There were no sort of gray lines, and I keep coming back to that.
Nor is there any uncertainty in Dimitroff's mind regarding his ex-colleagues' soon-to-be Super Bowl counterparts. From the head coach Belichick to his young assistants, on the field and in the front office.
Those guys were football through and through, very intelligent guys with really top-notch work ethic and a vision. And I think that's carried them a long way and it will continue.